As always, we are brought to you by The Cover. You can find them at thecover.com.au or The Cover AU on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and just wherever you find good podcasts. Okay, so just a very quick ad read here for Fortitude Strength, the home of the very new Fifth and Dribble podcast studio. Lachlan, how experienced do you need to be to come to Fortitude Strength to work out?
You need zero experience.
Zero experience?
Well, maybe a little bit, but probably zero.
Probably zero. I think they have beginner courses.
You might die, but they have them.
They also have intermediate courses, and I have been here for the expert courses. You've seen me out here on the expert courses.
Was that when you didn't have a shirt?
That is when I didn't have a shirt. The lid was popped. You could probably even come and train for...
I think I trained for a marathon.
A what?
A what?
A marathon.
A what?
A what?
Yeah, that's how I trained for a marathon.
Yeah, you could probably train for a what, I guess. But head on down to Fortitude Strength located in Castle Hill and make sure you meet all of your fitness needs. Shout out Fortitude Strength.
Shout out Boston Dave.
From which coast he hits it, he's got it, he's got the field goal, he's got the premiership.
It was better than Lego.
What can I say? Mamba out.
And we are back. Welcome back to the Fifth and Dribble podcast. You're sitting here with your boys Matty B and Lock. What's good, my guy?
Mate, rugby league is back. Viva la rugby league.
Viva la rugby league. Viva Las Vegas. Viva la whatever. The only bad thing to the Manly Seagulls one, but we will get to it. Sherpa, how are you, my guy?
Viva la Sherpa.
Oh, viva la Sherpa.
I was waiting for one. I was like, this is going to be great. He fumbled it.
That's toughies. That is big toughies. I thought it was okay.
Well, it could have been better.
For him. Yeah, but it could have been way worse.
We're talking about how it wasn't okay for you, bro.
Team Sherpa, we're pulling you.
This is a rare team up right now.
You
dropped the ball, bro. It was the perfect transition.
Fuck me.
Fuck you.
Oh, we say fuck 54. Fuck me, they reckon. Oh, well, fucking fuck you. How was your weekend, your dog?
Well, you don't ask me first. It's 2 weeks.
Fuck you.
Getting it wrong. Why? Bro. That's like 3 weeks in a row, bro.
You are dropping it.
I'm so sorry. No, I'm actually sorry. We need like a sign over here that says like Sherpa first.
Or maybe just do what we've done the other 100 and whatever times.
Hey, Sherpa, how's your weekend, my guy?
Yes. Yes, it was good.
You know what? For my discretions, you can have
a 3 minute weekend.
No time limit.
No 3 minute time limit.
You can have no, I'm the captain of this ship.
I'm getting out of here. You dropping balls. You're playing Reggie's next week.
I was
Reggie's seconds. Shit. I'm the captain of this ship, and I say you can have no time limit, my guy.
I was racking my brain to try and remember what I did on the Friday night.
Just ad lib so much, and he still has no fucking idea what he did Friday.
I did the bridge climb.
Yes.
On the Wednesday night. I'm not going to start there. Don't worry. I'm skipping straight.
Was a good climb though. Fuck.
It was. It's my fourth time. Did you see Scotty Pippen? Dude, fourth time.
No, he
doing
did it the Tuesday.
It's your fourth time doing it.
Yeah, because every time someone I agree, bro. It was one of
those. Have you paid for it every time?
But
because that's like $1,600 you just fucking thrown on a bridge climb.
It was about 280 or something in total. This one.
Oh really?
Got
cheaper. Because I looked at it for Mumsy and it was like 410 or something.
Oh, maybe it was that.
Maybe she's got the geriatric bonus. Shout out Mumsy, love you.
No, because the first time I did it with an ex, that was, so I would have dropped that. I would have dropped double the price on that probably. Well, I probably paid
you
for
do
it.
What you do, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, bro. And then every other time has been family members coming over from the UK and you do it with them. So I reckon, because I was young enough the first two times, I reckon parents probably paid for it.
Oh.
So maybe because I did one of them with my mum and the other one was with like other family members that came over. So I think my mum and family members, but you know.
Shout out Papa, Mama, Sherpa.
Yeah. So they looked after me, I reckon. But this time was, I paid the full thing. So it was good actually because I was like, I don't get to spend time with my cousins. Like they don't come over that often, my cousin, my uncle. So it's really good. It was like, I think it's only the second time I've done the night one. Sounds silly, but the night one's so fucking good, man.
I reckon the night one would be good.
Yeah.
Like, can you go up in the afternoon, kind of go up as it's
there's
like
a twilight one as well.
Twilight one's the way to go.
Which is, I think, I can't remember if I've done that. Maybe that's the one I haven't done.
I did the Twilight Eiffel Tower.
Oofed. Oofed. There's apparently the lady that was telling me there's a Dawn one.
Oh, in Paris, he reckons. Like the Brethren in Paris?
Brethren were in Paris.
Oh, the Brethren were in Paris.
Oh, and also, in the group chat, old mate had your friend from work had no idea about that joke. Zero idea about the joke.
With the Kanye lyrics, knowing all the Kanye lyrics,
and he was just like,
"Oh yeah, no, he had no idea."
Went right over his head.
That's not safe for work. Let me tell you.
I reckon you'd have a few people at work that would read all the lyrics from Kanye.
Maybe
they would sing them all, a bit like you.
No, bro. Have you ever seen? Camera comes around. Stop singing, lad. Yeah.
start saying watermelon. Mouth and watermelon. Watermelon.
Nothing, bro. I just look deadpan in the camera. Catch me.
Gotta
get up early.
A day. Fucking catch me. Are you good, bro? You fucking.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what I did on the Friday night, bro. I was looking at my calendar to try and remind me.
It is moving. It is moving.
I don't have a limit. You just told me that. I did something on Friday. Nope. I don't know what it was. But Saturday, so because it was the family went back to the UK this week, so it was the last 2 days spent that with the family. So Saturday we went out to Manly, spent the day out there. It was pretty miserable weather actually. Found out that the UK family had gone to the city. They went to go to the aquarium. They'd had this thing. They're like, oh, it's got a boat inside of it. The aquarium in the city, you know, the Sea Life World or whatever it's called. And
Sea Life.
And they went there and took the wrong turn because it's all got posts all the way for Sydney Aquarium and stuff all around it and all three of the attractions. Took the wrong turn, didn't realize they'd actually gone into the wildlife world and not the aquarium before.
Oh,
they
no.
Did it.
Going to see some fishes and just see some reptilians
and
instead.
They'd already done Featherdale. So they had already done all the wildlife
Featherdale's like the supreme one, too.
Yeah,
like,
I was just about to say, it is goated, bro.
I said this too, but you know what? Like,
not an ad, but an ad. You know what I'm saying?
Can you sponsor us Featherdale? I'll come to Koala every week.
I love Featherdale too, but I have a feeling we've all got this nostalgia for it because every person who goes-
I went 2 years ago and it's still banging.
No, I agree.
Still bang
2 years ago.
But so I went to the reptile park up at Central Coast not long ago.
Well, that seems like it was a good one. I've been there, but a long time ago.
I went there a long time ago. I went there when the guy from Spain came over for work and we showed him and it was pretty good, not going to lie. And I had been saying the whole time, nah, Featherdale's better.
But it's different to a reptile park.
No, dude, it's the same thing. Like, it's a wildlife world. That's all it is. Okay. They've got a lot of reptiles and they've got alligators, which is weird. But anyway.
Alligator's a reptile, bro.
No, I know, but it's Australian reptile world.
So? Still a reptile, bro.
It's not Australian.
So, but it's still here, isn't it? How long has it been here? You're fucking Australian.
Hey. You got ya. That was good.
Anyway, so they went to Manly because they were like, oh, we'll go to the aquarium in Manly.
I will say I'm an aquarium over a zoo guy. I rate aquariums.
100%. I love an aquarium.
I'm a big zoo. I like zoos, but I'm more of an aquarium.
There's something about
guy.
Being in the tunnel in a shark going over the top.
If I was rich, I'm having like-
I haven't actually in my house.
Wall to floor.
Yeah.
Fish tank.
It's pretty majestic,
right? Bro. Yeah,
pretty
like Deuce Bigelow?
Dude,
like,
way too much maintenance though, dude. You've never had a-
If I'm ready to go floor to wall point. With tropical fish, someone else is doing the maintenance. I'm not in there.
The boss has one in his new place, right?
Tropical fish. Oh, come on, lad.
The boss has one in his new home and he was just like, bruh. Am I going to maintain this thing? he's going to have
you
a guy.
You don't realize how expensive those guys are to come out and clean your fish tank though,
bro. That's why you're rich, brother. You wait till you're rich.
Living in a rich place will not make you a rich man.
That's true. Most of the time, that is true to me right there.
But that's why you wait till you get that money. You get a couple of sharks in there, couple of, you know.
No, that's not money, bro. That's shmoney.
That is shmoney.
If you've got
shark money.
Floor to ceiling like tanks, that's shmoney.
With the tunnel,
he reckons.
Well, go for a quick little
one of them like fucking spiral, like, oi, bro, like in Shark Tale. Yeah. You know, like they ironically have like fish tanks in Shark Tale and shit like that. Yeah. Like that.
Mate, unironically have that baddie.
Oh, the Jennifer Lopez.
Lopez fish. Ooh.
Oh my days. What is wrong with you?
We might have to do a draft
That is a cartoon fish.
Have you we might have to do a draft of cartoon creatures we would
No,
No. I do not
want
to be a part of that draft.
When he's in Reggie's next week.
I do not want to be a part of that draft, bro. I'm not about it.
Number one overall pick right there.
That's a no bueno.
She's
that's
like,
a no from me. The
Tom Brady.
Anyways, long story, but we went to Manly and the aquarium does not exist anymore at Manly. It closed in 2018. So we went there and it was a miserable day and we had lunch and walked to Shelley Beach and that was
kind of... Catch a ferry over there?
Nah, we drove.
We'll do the ferry.
They'd already do... We've been into the city in the ferry that many times.
Oh, I guess you could come from like, yours on the ferry and done the city. Yeah,
so it's fair, like, there's no need to do that. But it was Mardi Gras as well, wasn't it? So it was pretty busy. So you're kind of like, I didn't want to go through the city. Sunday...
How was the float? Did you perform well? Did you get a lot of...
Mardi Gras bar?
I thought you were fucking one of the lead acts on a float or something. No. Oh, damn. I must have got my wires crossed.
Well, this seems you guys are being just like haters, bro. I don't understand.
I'm not being a hater, bro. I'm not being a hater at all. I know that the man likes to dance. I know he likes the city. I know that he like wears a weird array of clothing.
I think he tried to make a joke about me being gay and I don't think it pulled it off.
He did pull it off. It was horrendous.
My man is well and truly off his game at the moment.
Get in the bin, lad. Go sit down.
All right, I'm in the bin. Put the mic down.
Sunday, we have you ever been out to past Windsor up at Wilberforce or whatever the hell it's called? There's a pioneer town.
I think we were there for primary school. We did like a thing out there.
Yeah, we're going to check that out on Sunday morning. Had lunch, came home, watched some footy, but I was driving through half the games. Had to go say goodbye to all the family and stuff. But yeah, I did get to watch most of the footy, or at least allegedly listen to it on the radio in the car on the way home. But yeah. That was good.
I say allegedly. Did you not do that?
I did all listening, no watching.
Well, that's still good enough, right? Happens.
Before TV, this that's is what you do. This is terrible listening. I'm still trying to wrap my brain what I did on the Friday night, man. I'm sure I did something.
Are we moving on?
Can I come out of the sin bin now, or what's
yeah,
the
whatever.
Yeah, can I come out? I don't think you're far from going back here, but yeah. Come
on. Yeah, look. I have been to Wilberforce. I've got family that live out that way. So, but I haven't done Pioneer Town. I have seen signs for Pioneer Town. But I haven't done
Pioneer Town. It's not bad, man. It's like, take about like an hour or so, 2 hours max. Like, it's not that you don't do much there, but it's a nice little place. They move all the places there. Like, every single place is an authentic, like, 1870s, 1900s house, like wooden house, picked up fully intact on a truck and moved to that location. Pretty cool.
Wow, that is pretty cool.
Or from around the area, as in that area, not the area. But yeah.
Okay. Wow. Very good. Not that area, but not the area, but that area. Okay. Yeah. That's love the distinction. Thank you so much. Enthralling weekend, really, as always, Sherpa. Thank you so much.
It was what it was.
Imagine like giving him like no time cap and then him just fumbling the bat. That's two fumbles.
I didn't fumble anything, that's bro. You're on Fumble Street, Fumble City.
What is this Fumble City?
You could have nailed it, bro. This is tough listening.
What did I do on Friday? Fuck, it's driving me insane, man.
No one cares.
No.
Literally no one cares.
It's fine, we've already moved on.
No one fucking cares. You did the bridge climb because I called you.
Wednesday.
No, you did something on Friday because you did something with the family on Friday because I called you and you were out with the family because we were having games night. We had baby's night in. Mm. Games night, bro. I asked you if you wanted to do something.
That was actually my one night in.
So you lied to me.
No, you didn't. You didn't.
I asked what you were doing.
Oh, no, you know what we did do? We did go. We went to the Bull and Bush. That's what we did. We went out for pub.
Oh, the local.
Yeah, yeah.
That might be.
Shout out.
From Southwood, yeah? Yeah, that might be the nicest pub they've ever been to. They went, Jesus.
Hey, it's been bought out now.
Maddie, take us to the Ritz, why don't you? Earlier, mate. Shout out, Southfield, we love you.
That's what I did. Yeah.
How was your weekend, Locke?
Weekend was all right. Friday night, as you alluded to, we had a little games night. That was good fun. We only really played the one game. But
yes.
It was good.
It was a lot of fun.
Monikers, yeah.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
So it's like Sherpa. It's like a mix of Taboo and Charades. So you'll pick like 5-6 cards, whatever it is. The first round, you can say anything except the name, like the what the thing is. And the person's got to guess.
You can say the descriptions.
And the second word, the second round, you can only say one word.
Yep.
And then the third round, you got to do Charades. But it's all the same cards. So by the time you get Charades, you've memorized... You kind of remember the cards.
And so now is there one thing you're trying to guess on the card, or is it multiple things
you're trying to guess on the card? Yes, like one.
So like one of the cards was like Oompa Loompa, right? And it was like little orange person who works at the chocolate factory.
And you get more points if you get it in the first.
No. So it's the same amount of points every single time. But you can, but like, so you keep going through the cards and both teams guess on the cards. So if I don't get it in my round and then somebody else describes something like Willy Wonka's mate and then they say, oh, Oompa Loompa, then they got my clue and their clue in different rounds. And then when all the cards go through once, that's when you go to the one word. And then when all those cards go through again.
You have to say Wonka and you go, oh, Oompa Loompa, but because you remember it was in the last round.
Yeah.
You'd actually like the game. I think you'd be into the game.
I think you'd be really fucking into it. But something that we did learn is that I am the GOAT reader. Round one is Matty B's round.
Yeah, he's a good reader.
I'm a fucking...
But that's because he's got my quick whip just bang.
I'm lightning on the lips, okay? Absolute lightning on the lips. Charades round? Oh, that's Lockie. That's Lockie through and through.
The big fella throwing it around. Oh,
he was throwing it around. Bro, he made the joke on the night. I'm going to fucking recycle it. Get Guinness on the phone because that was the fastest, most efficient round of charades you will ever see in history of the world.
We went through about a dozen cards.
Is that a joke, you reckon?
No, the way that he delivered it was better. Okay. But like it was... Fucked up both of you.
So we went for about a dozen cards. I made one action. Boom. He was on it. He guessed
I was on it, bro. Same brain cell right here. We were fucking all about that thing.
It was killer.
Felt bad because Big Dick was on the team and he was just kind of like there for a little bit of it.
Hang on. How many of you were there? Because there's
five of us.
There's five of us. There's five of us.
Mrs. Big Dick and
And PK turned up. No, PK wasn't there. Georgia was there.
Yeah.
And then PK came later. But
so was it guys v. girls? Is that what you did?
Yeah, that's what we did.
What? Look, their choice. Their choice.
It's like 4v2.
No, it was 3v2. PK didn't come till later. He was
PK didn't come till later. Then he played the second round and then 3v3.
And then they made us split up because it was too unfair.
Bro, we bodied them.
That was a strange choice.
Absolutely bodied them. And even in like the one word round, we were fucking destroying on that too. And it felt bad because Lockie and I just like looked at each other, just like locked in.
I was like, look.
Cards were here and just like every time we got one, drop one. It was fucking unbelievable. Well,
I will say PK was in poor form at some point. So we had to guess one. It was, the word was Doge, right?
So no, it wasn't. No. The word was Pug.
Oh, sorry. This was the pug. Right? So the word pug, right? First round was description, you know, small dog, rah, rah, all of this, right? Pug. Second round, you can only say one word. Keep in mind, you're supposed to remember this next round. And I look at him and I go, dog. He goes, without a second of pause, goes, cat. And once you say one word, you can only use that one word for that card. So then I just go, dog. And he goes, oh, pug.
It was so fucking good.
But you'll like this game. We have to play this game. We have to get you.
Oh, would I like this game? Because fucking invites.
I did invite you.
No, you didn't.
I was.
I couldn't have made it, so it's fine.
Exactly.
But.
You have no leg to stand
it's
on.
It's nice to be invited to shit. No even if you can't, because you were already there, obviously, and we're already planning this shit prior when you called me to tell him, which we should probably tell everyone on air. About the info that we dropped on Lock on Friday night.
Oh, yes, we did. So I called you.
Yes.
To, you know, just check in, see how you were going.
Yeah, maybe, you know, invite me to a games night that you're doing.
And invite you to the games night.
Well, you fucking didn't.
I reckon it would have thrown the numbers out.
And like, you mean the 3v2?
Too many single brain cells in one room, you know, it just would have been.
Have a wife as well.
She could have come.
Yeah, we would have invited her. Oh, I mean, I guess it is her family now, but like, not her family. Wouldn't know, didn't see the fucking ceremony. But yeah, so I did call you, and something that we have to admit on the show is that we're going to get to it, but we're going to talk about our fantasy teams. And when we were drafting our fantasy teams, those that will remember a few weeks ago.
It was last week.
It was tough listening as well,
by
the way.
It was 2 weeks ago.
Two weeks ago.
Yeah.
Re-listening to that episode, it was tough listening.
It's tough doing.
It was tough doing. It always gets this way when we do the transition between sports. It gets a little tough because we don't know how hard to go on a fucking new sport.
I mean, just doing
kind of
a draft. You could tell that you fuckers were not paying attention to the actual app. And we're drafting.
I'm always paying attention. I'm paying attention, bro.
Feedback, mate. Feedback was received. Let me tell you that.
Oh, we got feedback again. Oh,
really? Wow.
Really?
Not from the one who gave it last time.
Really?
Who's giving feedback?
Well, Mrs. Sherpa, shout out to you and your feedback. You've got my DMs. You just come and talk to me. How about that?
How dare you send your little feedback gremlin back to me? How he's disgusting, a little gremlin, bro. He's a, look, he's looking like Yosef out here.
Actually, hey, I'm going to cut. I'm going to cut. You know, hey, so remember at my birthday, and friend of the show, Stevie, was going.
Well, I love Stevie. Yeah, I remember
great
Stevie.
Man, great man. I love Tuesday night, I'm going to his place. He's doing the cut for me, bro.
Really?
He's doing the cut for
yes,
me.
Get the video. Bro, get him the video, you, bro. Yeah. He's wearing the black gloves. Yeah. He's still in the.
Yeah.
Is he, if he does a good job, we'll come down.
We're if he does the lineup, bro, I'll come down,
bring him
bro.
In the studio, bro. We'll get the live cuts.
Oh, live cut in the studio.
Stevie Scissors, bro.
We're going to have Stevie as a guest on the show as well.
100%, bro.
We're probably NBA stuff, though.
We did mention it. Yeah.
When the finals maybe roll around or something like that, yeah, we'll get him on. But I can't even remember what I was for. Yeah, so we're talking about the fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
And I put the Sherpa on a loudspeaker because we had to admit something. Because we had done like a little bit of research and Lachlan being the commissioner was gracious enough to put together a document for all of
I
us.
I actually didn't. Producer Timmy did.
Shout out Producer Timmy. Love that man.
I did nothing. I just gaslit him into doing it.
He, being Lachlan, did do some stuff. He researched for himself.
Can yeah. I just say this research consisted of about 10 minutes of going, oh, I like that player. Oh, I like that player. Oh, I like that player.
But he did his own research.
Yeah, you put together a spreadsheet.
And there was
I copied and pasted from the website.
Regardless, there was
that's
a
how
spreadsheet.
Because it's the exact same as what was in the actual
there was
one.
More yeah. preparation than what we had done. And at this point, when Producer Timmy put the list together, he had only put the top 15 players. And Locke, you had maybe the top like 40.
Yes.
So we thought, while Lachlan was in the bathroom, let's just fucking share that with ourselves. And we got a full list of names.
Mm.
A few rounds came around and we knew that he was about to pick some of these players. What we do, Sherpa?
It may have been a little bit of sneaky.
Oh, a bit of sneaky.
They are some of your best players. So you're welcome.
You're welcome. I like Cam Murray was on my radar, but I wasn't going to take him as high. And then, you know, I saw him.
The only one I'm actually annoyed about
a
is
a potential guy that you wanted.
You stealing Billy Walters.
Then Billy Walters was not on my radar. But then I was like, hey, he's got half and hooker.
Yeah,
maybe
that's
I should
the
reason
I wanted him.
Maybe
yeah.
I should take Billy Walters. And then
him, I think I had him last year.
You took
I had him last year.
Jake Preston.
Yeah, I took Preston.
Old Sherpa.
Preston's not bad.
Preston's not bad. He's on the.
He was not on my radar at all until
he's
I saw
on the cusp of Origin for sure. So look. Thank you, Lachlan.
I just hope they'll get struck down with injury and we'll see you next year.
All we can do is say thank you. That's all we can do. Yeah. He finally provided something to the show.
Yeah, thanks, man.
I mean, if either of you guys win, I'm just claiming a second title. It's going to have the asterisks on it. I'm taking it.
Sure. Whatever. Anyway, your Saturday, my guy.
Saturday was all right. Saturday during the day, I don't think he did a whole lot. Saturday night, though, went up to Newcastle.
Cuzzy, we went to the gym in the morning. We went and got lunch.
I do not need
we
to
hung out with Big Dick.
Yeah, like, we did. Sorry,
are
so
you
we went,
serious, bro?
Went to the sorry.
Went we to had the, a baby's 48 hours.
So we went out, went to the gym. We met up with Big Dick's old man.
Yep.
And the groomsman for Big Dick's wedding. So we had a bit of lunch down at a log cabin in Penrith.
Shout out the concrete.
The rollers were out there.
Yep. The rollers
always like the log cabin, so it was nice.
There.
So we did
Big
that.
Dick decided to drop some knowledge on us that he had swum from the bridge. At Emu Hall there, then a pan all the way to the fucking highway.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And then was a good swimmer back in the day, Big Dick.
That's what I said. I was like, getting a drink then. And he goes, I haven't swum in
a
long time.
It's a lot cleaner now than it was back then, let me tell you.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Did that on the Saturday night, head up to Newcastle. Cousin had her engagement party.
Shout out, cousin.
It was all right. The food situ wasn't ideal. Not a lot of food.
You're a big man. You like food.
No, but like there was a lot of people there and they just did the little... They do like
hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, it was very hors d'oeuvre.
Oh.
And then for dessert.
I hate when it's too hors d'oeuvre.
A single platter of little chocolate things. That was it.
Oh, chocolat?
And I was like, oh.
Single platter.
Single platter of chocolate.
Not per table.
I didn't even go, don't even.
Not a single platter per table.
Chocolat.
Oh, no, but I mean, you were driving home, so you could have done the old McFlurry on the way home.
We did.
Dabbled in
I
a
did dabble.
Sunday.
I did dabble in some food, but it was good to see the family. It was nice.
What's your go-to Sunday?
Chocolate Sunday.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't go
large
Sundays.
Or small?
I mean, large. What are we?
Oh, okay. Oh, wait. What about you?
Caramel's the favorite.
Nah, I'm not a big caramel guy. I'm not a big caramel.
I will go caramel over chocolate in most
situations.
I'd go
chocolate, caramel, and then strawberry because I'm not a massive fan of their strawberry.
I don't mind their strawberry.
We're talking specifically McDonald's,
yes.
Right? Yeah, because
yeah.
I mean,
well,
I agree.
You're a crunchy McFlurry, my guy.
Yeah.
They haven't done that in years.
I'm a cookies and cream McFlurry. I would always go Sunday over a McFlurry.
No, I always get McFlurry over Sunday.
I would get a caramel Sunday.
I'm loving the chocolate soft serve they're doing.
Dude, oh, I just don't rate it.
Nah, I'm loving it.
Also, I forgot to.
That is gorilla. That's a psyop right there. That's gorilla marketing.
I forgot to mention as well, when I was in Manly, had my first ever surprise me.
Yes. We did that. And you got. Tell the people what you got.
So there was one very unsurprising flavor in there, the classic pistachio.
What did you think when he grabbed it? Did you go, actually paint the scene. I want to hear about you never forget your first time.
So I walk in.
It's also a surprise.
I walk in, a little bit nervous.
No, a little shy. Did you tell anyone you're doing the surprise me or did you whip it out?
No, I said it to Laura. I said, can you come with me? Can you hold my hand while I do my first time? No, she waited out the front. She didn't want to be involved.
Is that what she didn't want to be involved?
It wasn't because of that. She was just waiting out the front. I think someone else spooked her or something because they'd come in on
the
tail.
To be fair, I've taken people and they've been embarrassed when I've said, surprise me. They're like, just fucking pick flavors. I'm like, no, that's not the game.
I almost bailed last minute, but
I'm so glad you did it. If you posted a photo of you with ice cream and you had chosen the flavors, you're a child.
I wouldn't have shared that with you, would I? I got a fucking ice cream. Crunchy McFlurry.
Keep painting the picture, please.
So, I went in. This lady was there, and she kind of hid back from the. She was like, she didn't want to get served, but she kind of looked at me. She's like, give me this look of expectation. I'm like, yeah, I'm next. So I walked up, and I just dropped it on her. I'm like,
how do you do it? How do you?
I just whipped it out like this. And
talk about a surprise. Jesus. Why is it green?
No.
Me and Maddie will tell you how it's really done this. How'd you do it? What'd you say?
So I went up there and I was like, and she's like, oh, what can I get for you? I was like, oh, can I get two?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, can I get.
I'm sorry, it was there. I couldn't help it.
Can I get myself two scoops, please? And I was like, I was like, and you know what? Surprise me. I don't actually think that's how I did it. No, I was like,
You got to give it the explanation.
No, it's just like, you know, it surprised me. Whatever, like, you know, just anything you like. And then she was just like, and she kind of gave a little look and then just kind of smiled and went, okay. Like, it wasn't unexpected.
I like the operators that just get doing.
How do you deliver the surprise me?
So I walk up, how you doing? Yeah, I'm like, oh, always pretend to be like, I don't know.
I don't know what I'm going to get.
I don't know. It's always two scoops in a cup.
I'm not a child.
Can I grab two scoops in a cup? And for the flavors, can you surprise me, please? Okay. And they kind of go, oh, and then that's when I'm like, all right, here's the fucking opening. And you do the, oh, look, like, I don't like to choose. Like, you guys could choose whatever you like.
You're the professional.
Yeah, I'm like, you're the ice cream person. You can choose the flavors, whatever you want. And they go, do you have any allergies? You go, nope.
She did not ask that. She did not care.
Sometimes they don't. But you wouldn't surprise me if you had allergies.
You know what? I found myself almost overcompensating. She didn't care. And I was almost trying to over-explain it. I'm like, you can just do whatever you like. You know, it doesn't really matter anything you like. And, you know, I'm like backward stepping, trying to be like overcompensating.
I reckon she's had it before because you can tell the ones I've never done a surprise me.
Oh, you can. They fumble, bro. They fold like launches.
When I was in Perth, I asked the girl who did it. I was like, do you ever get anyone to be like, surprise me? She's like, no. She's like, we get a guy who comes in every now and then and goes, give me your worst two flavors.
It would just be the same ones over and over. Right?
She goes, nah. She goes, nah. We do different ones depending on the time.
But she does. She went into it and she gets what her response was. She's like, oh, I'll look after you. I'll get you our best. And I'm sure they say that all the time or whatever.
She lied. She gave you pistachio.
It was like they don't want. No one's ordering pistachio.
What did you think when she grabbed the scoop of it? Did you think, fuck?
Well, I saw her go to it, and in front of it was like. Something nice. I can't remember what it might have been, tiramisu, or it might have been something in front of it.
You're not getting tiramisu. No, but it was tiramisu.
It's like two. You know how they got the double. You know, you got one in the back, and they just got the two things. Yeah, and I couldn't
barrel, bro.
And I couldn't tell which one she'd scooped in. And I'm looking at the two things, and I'm like, I saw which one she went in, but I didn't know which was which. Do you know what I mean? I didn't know which ice cream was which. And I'm reading the two things.
Tiramisu's brown, pistachio's green.
I don't think it was
green,
tiramisu.
Bro.
It was a bad example, bro. But anyways, I'm like, bro, what is this? And I'm like, okay. And then she wandered off to the other side. So I didn't see what the second flavor was. So she comes back. She didn't even explain what they were. She just dumps it on me.
They always tell me.
And I go, so what'd you hook me up with? And she's like, and I don't even know what the second flavor was, man. She's gone.
You guessed Dolce, the Dolce, bro.
But I've never
I've had that exact combo.
That's a sweet,
that's,
same.
I think that's the go-to combo.
I'll tell you what, I had Dolce on the top, right? And yeah. I was gone, this ain't bad. Oh yeah, baby. And then I hit the pistachio and I'm like,
bleh. I'm waiting for this day. Someone has the audacity to give me 2 scoops of pistachio. I'm waiting for the day.
I want to get a part-time job at an ice cream place just to do that to people.
I haven't done a surprise me. We're going to do an ice cream shoot. I haven't done a surprise me in ages.
Weekend.
Yeah, let's do it. I love a surprise. So good. Did you feel good after you did it? You're like, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
You actually would have hated it because you hate things.
Well, I also...
I hate change.
You hate things.
No, look. I enjoyed the experience until I got the pistachio because I'm not a nut man. I'm just genuinely not a nut man.
That's not what I've heard.
I'm not. I'm just not a nut man. I don't like nuts of any variety, shape, size.
It is cheating to say, get me a surprise me, but no pistachio though. So that is.
I just ask for like, when I, and it may be cheating, but I just ask for no mango. So I don't like mango. So
that's fair. Your whole thing is you don't like mango.
Yeah, that's my shtick.
My whole thing's I don't like nuts,
but
bro.
But mango is not a staple of the surprise
of ice cream, bro. The surprise.
Right, if I got mango, I'd be cheering. What's wrong with you?
You don't get the fruity flavors often.
You don't get sorbet. That doesn't give you sorbet.
Right?
So on a hot day, I've been like, can I get the fruit? They're like, do you want milk or do you want no fruity? I'm like, yeah, get the fruity. But normally I'm, whatever. I'm total surprised. Sometimes they mix and match. That's odd.
Yeah. I just hit them with fucking.
What did the family say when you got a surprise me?
They all fucked off prior to my surprise me. It was on the way out. So we were leaving and I was like, I'm going to go get myself some ice cream. And
you didn't flex the surprise me on the family?
Nah. So they don't laugh.
You've got to make it an annoying personality trait. Yeah. Oh, when you stand in line, I don't even care about this line. I'm just going to get a surprise me. What are you going to get? Oh, nice choice. I'm not going to choose. That's what you got to do, bro. That's the point of doing it.
Oh, yeah, you're a chooser.
And then they all laugh at you because you end up with fucking pistachio.
Pistachio's not that
bad. I can deal with pistachio, bro. It's been a while since I've had pistachio.
Bro. So, yeah, bro, think of all the combinations you get with pistachio, though. Like, you get
pistachio with rum and raisin, pistachio and again more pistachio.
Dolce, you know, there's all kinds of pistachio flavors.
I don't know why they go to this fucking magnet in the thing. I'm telling you.
Do you think they're just trying to get rid of the barrel, or do you think they genuinely think that's a good flavor?
I reckon it's always one of the most full, and they don't. I think sometimes in their minds, like, oh, this guy, like, I don't want to. I'm already getting this guy. They're already rattled. That's already a full one. It's an easier scoop than like a really empty, popular one. That's my theory on it.
My theory is just that they've got heaps of it.
Yeah.
Well, so that's why it's always full.
I reckon they just have.
No one's ordering it because it's shit.
It's actually not that bad, bro. Don't be that bad. Like, maybe we conditioned. Maybe we conditioned to like fucking.
I don't mind pistachio.
I don't mind pistachio. Before I started to surprise me, I had like never had pistachio ice cream. Maybe like every like once in like a fucking blue moon. Now it's
all time.
That's my go-to, bro. It's a go-to. Can I get pistachio?
Give it pistachio. You order it one day, bro.
Yeah, whatever. Pistachio or fucking whatever.
Double pistachio, please.
Double pistachio.
That's a madman. If you're getting two scoops of pistachio, that is a madman.
I would do that if I were here. Two scoops. You surprised, aren't you? Fucking very.
You ever had anyone give you 2 scoops of anything?
No, they never would.
They would just be fucking bizarre.
They would never do. I would be very surprised if that ever happened.
Yes. Yeah. It's a big surprise.
Well, look, maybe they will do it. Maybe someone's waiting. Someone's listening. They're like, when he walks into my fucking ice cream shop, this guy. Oh, I'll tell you what,
this
idea.
Motherfucker getting double pistachio.
We have to start putting some stuff together. That's a very good idea. Anyways, how was your weekend like again?
Yeah, carry Sunday.
Yeah, good. Sunday didn't do a lot. Hung around at home, got ready to watch the footy.
Oh, the foosball.
That was it. Just kind of chilled out at home, did some stuff at the shops, did some errands. It's kind of productive. Cleaned the house, and sat down, watched the footy.
Lovely. Well. Thanks for asking. As always, gentlemen.
By the way, we are running on tight schedules.
I know. So well, you have done most of my Friday, Saturday, so I don't need to do Friday, Saturday. Did I do anything else on Saturday? I also went to IKEA. Had to pick up a few knick-knack around the house thingies. IKEA's always fucking good, bro. IKEA's always good.
I read IKEA.
I went to IKEA yesterday as well.
Something that I noticed. Do you remember last time we went to IKEA and you stayed in that fucking hot dog line for like half an hour because there was one gronk that just took so fucking long? They've got self-serve there now.
And I didn't get hot dog from there, bro.
No, whatever you fucking
meatballs.
Got.
Meatballs.
Meatballs. Meatballs. Meatballs. I'm sorry. You got meatballs.
Well, they got self-serve in the cafeteria.
They've got self-serve in the cafeteria at IKEA now at Marsden Park.
All right.
Crazy, bro. Bro, you fucking took forever on that shit.
It was so long. What do you have one dude working?
Sunday lunchtime.
You guys just rave about this so much. It's not that good.
The meatballs?
The meatballs?
Yeah.
Well, the meatballs are good.
Shut the meatballs up, bro.
Who the fuck are you?
It's not that good. Bro, I can't shit. It's not that
good. You get a little bit of mash. You get a little bit of horse. You get a little bit of the little lingonberry jam and it's gravy.
Say lingonberry?
It's go time, baby.
Fucking Jesus. It is.
It's not that good. You guys have talked it up way too much.
It is that good. And then on Sunday, hang out with Adonis all day. Bit of a walk and Penrith enjoyed the Rays. It was good. And then what the fuck are you boys looking at? What's going on? What's
going on? I need to go for your story.
Okay, fucking you dickheads. And then yeah, it was just feeling a little what the fuck are you boys
laughing
about?
Do your story, bro.
Do my story. Anyway, yeah, just feeling a little out there, little different, and caught up the local tattoo parlor and was like, hey. You got some availability?
So spur of the moment.
Yeah, spur of the moment. Yeah. I've been wanting to get one for a while. Just like trying to find like the time and get it all sorted and away. And to be honest, she was egging me on a little bit. She was like, I've never seen anybody get a tattoo. I was like, okay.
So I take it she's not got any.
No, she doesn't have any.
She closed her eyes and just get it done.
So yeah, went and got a tattoo. And then yeah, just more life admin stuff, bro. Fucking back to meal prepped on Sunday. Got to fucking get my baldy situation sorted, so that I can keep popping lids.
Oh, you would regardless.
Well, I mean, I will regardless, yes, but I want to feel good about popping the lid. You know what I mean? Because I'm a lid popper of note now. Apparently,
you are.
People know me as a lid popper, so I need to give the people what they want. Me to pop the lid. Okay, well, you guys have fucking just made this weird, so. I guess we go and take a piss. My weekend doesn't matter, apparently. I got it done in under fucking 90 seconds, you absolute gronks. You guys took 36 minutes by the timer over there.
To be fair, it was all me, man, because
bro, you kept forgetting and then interrupting and coming back to it.
This is what happens when you don't give them a time limit.
Yeah.
Mine was horrendous this week. I apologize to all our listeners. Apologies.
I've been a fuckhead like 3 weeks in a row, so I need to, you know, throw them a bone every now and then. You know what I'm saying? Just fucking wink at each other, you weirdos. All right, let's go on piss and fucking get into the football.
Hey guys, just Matty B checking in here in the middle of the podcast. Look, you think that we're on a piss break right now, but actually we're on a Dubby break. You guys have heard it all before. Dubby is our number one go-to source of caffeine when there's a coffee drip not around. Some beautiful flavors with zero sugar, zero artificial colors or dyes, zero secret formulas or nasty hidden ingredients. It's gluten-free. We love these unique flavors. The guava watermelon burst. Oh, so damn good. It's a much better alternative than smashing regular caffeine into your system. So make sure you head to dubby.gg and use code 5thnd at checkout. 5thnd for 10% off. Praise be unto Dubby and enjoy the rest of the show.
And we are back. Welcome back. It's football time, football season. As Lockie said, the Vegas games have happened. Viva Los Rugby League. How good? Lachlan, first impressions of the Vegas round.
It was fun. Vibes. Seemed fun.
Yeah?
Vibes seemed good.
Vibes are high.
Listened to a few podcasters, seen some stuff on Instagram where the guys who are over there seem to be having a good time. They all describe it as magic round on steroids, which I imagine the NRL probably wanted more than that. Yes. But I think for a first year, it's not a bad foundation. Like, crowd was good. It was a lot of Aussies, but it wasn't a bad, like, it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, 100%.
I think if this is what happened, it was what it was, it can only hopefully go.
Could have been an empty stadium, bro. It was not an empty stadium. It was fucking jam-packed, which was good to see. Sherpa, how do you feel about Vegas now that you've seen it?
Yeah, look, I'm less down on it than I was. I think they pulled it off to the extent. I still don't like the idea,
yes,
but I think they pulled it off. They pulled it off. But what I'm really struggling to get my head around or try to separate fact from fiction is how much of the stuff we're reading and hearing is the people pumping it up because they want it to be a
success. They're associated with the game. And yeah. I haven't seen a lot of outside stuff, like a lot of Americans jumping in. Like, I've seen. Yeah.
Well, I've seen a lot of. I saw
a thread that was a whole lot of tweets and it had some stuff. And yeah. I read something about one of the NFL Americans reporters. Yeah, and stuff. Yeah. But
they're all people who've had an insight to the game already. Yeah, a lot of them. It's like one or two quotes from a couple of people who happened to come to the game. But it's like, all right, yeah, out of the 40,000 people, how many of them were actually just people who popped in? How, yeah. you know, and some of them were like, yeah, we'll be back next year. That's great. Fantastic. But like, did we actually reach the American population?
But I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen in first year.
No.
Yeah. The plan should be at 5 years. They look at this and go, we've started to, like, it's going to take 5 years to put a dent in there. And there's a lot more they could be doing. Like, they could make watch NRL free. I think they should make
it. Isn't it?
It's not, bro. It costs, I had to pay for it when I was, it costs a lot of money. It's like $20, $24 a week or something.
Yeah, it's gross.
It's a lot of fucking money. Yeah. yeah.
They should be making that. I thought they didn't mention that once. Obviously, they're not going to brag about
that.
But
it should be free overseas. Yeah. It should be, if you're overseas, you can watch it for free. It keeps expats into it. And like the biggest prohibitor for us to get into like American sports was like, how the fuck do I watch it?
And the cost.
Whereas now it's on like you, or I'm already paying for KO, so it's on KO. But like, and now stuff is a lot cheaper. We're gonna watch a lot more of it. But
so I was actually having this chat with someone today, and sorry, slight tangent, but the A League over here, right, which I know is not very popular because people can say it's shit quality. But the
not
problem,
a soccer pod, bro.
No, it's not. But what I was having this chat with someone about today is because he, so one of my friends, friend of the show, went to the Wanderers game, the derby on the weekend. Just because he was like, oh, I'm just going to go to it, whatever.
Yeah, Hutch was there. Yeah, bro. Hutch went to the show. Hutch.
But what they, like he was saying is like, oh, you know, we really want to get into it. And I was like, dude, I've tried, and especially having like our first A-League client come on board, I've tried. The problem I face now is exactly what you've just spoken about, is you have to get a separate streaming service to watch the games. I'm the kind of guy who, if I want to get into this, I need to follow a team to get into it because I can't just turn on a game and just be like, oh, I don't know where the fuck, what's going on in this right now. Like, I don't know where
no
the ladder
is.
You
have no horse in the race.
Yeah, so I want to follow a team, right? And it's like they play one game on free-to-air TV or whatever, and it's never your team. So it's like, how do you follow the game?
You do. I think you should look at the A-League in contrast to how the NBL has gone on and the growth of the NBL. I think when the A-League started, it was probably similar level. Soccer was definitely a bigger sport in the country, probably still is.
Now bringing in other, like, but I mean, differing now, superstars, like
you
say Bolt.
Now that you can
like that.
Watch... The NBA, like the NBL is not on free to air. You do have to have KO or something. But if you have KO, you can watch every game.
Every
you can watch
game.
It live. You can watch it back. You can watch highlights. You can watch the minis. You can do all of that. Whereas, as you said, like even if you were interested, right? So my colleague, her brother-in-law plays for Melbourne City. Yeah, Melbourne City. He's the backup
keeper.
He's the backup keeper. Mm. And I was talking about it and I was like, I have legitimately like never seen like an A-League game. And I'm into sport. If it was on, I'd watch it. If there's nothing else on, I'd just chuck it on and like have it on. But you cannot watch it.
It's because it's on this Paramount Plus or whatever. Yeah. And that it's like it's they're fucking themselves with broadcasting rights. And I think, sorry, to loop this back around, if you're overseas, right, it should just go either on a free app like that or you should be on some kind of like, all right, well, if it's going to – like we should get access through ESPN over there or whatever it is that they use or
Fox
whatever.
Sports,
you know,
it's all affiliated, right? Like it's –
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Like, we're not the NBA. We're not the NFL. We're not even the NHL. We can't stop people with a paywall. You got to open it up. But I do think the Vegas games are good, and they were good games. I know you watched them, but they were good.
No, I did watch them.
I think if the games were like just sloppy, just pieces of shit, you'd go, what are we doing? But they were fast games.
I was surprised by that, actually. I was surprised that the shorter fields and stuff and all that didn't impact the way I really thought it would. I thought it impacted
the bunnies a bit. Didn't have the same width that they.
There was one kickoff that went out in the full. That was it.
The narrow field. I was just thinking we were going to get a much more congested game, and I actually thought it was quite free flowing.
I think it helped.
Except for fucking Daniel Tupou eating that wall. It was pretty good.
So I think the being round one it helped because a lot of the players were gassed anyway, so they bunched up in the middle and created that artificial space around. Whereas if it's round 27, they're not getting through that wall.
It will be what's the most interesting thing to be coming out of this will be how do these four teams now respond coming back?
Well, you know, they play each other for the first three rounds. I know. Which is not bad.
Do they?
I only knew about this the other week.
Oh, that's smart.
They play each other for the. So by then, you would hope that they
have acclimatized.
Because most of them are at home too. So, like.
Yeah. Well, we can't all be at home,
but. The Bunnies and the Roosters are pretty much like...
They're both Allianz.
Both, whatever.
Got to get out there this year.
I do want to go to Allianz actually, yeah.
I can probably hook us up with some tickets to a Roosters game.
Hook us up, man. Broncos will play at Suncorp a bit and Manly. I don't really care about Manly. No.
Fuck Manly.
Except they're a client, so I kind of have to care.
I mean, respectfully, fuck Manly.
Actually, I found it really hard watching that game in particular because... I mean, I don't like either team. I can't say I like the Bunnies, but I do like a lot of their players. And I was, I was just watching. I was like, I really should care for Manly here because, you know, they're a client. I really should care about
them. They pay my bills.
I hate all the Luke Brooks stuff with Manly. Bro, I'm so fucking. And Braith is Luke Brooks' manager.
Yeah, I think. He's just like,
and he just gagged the whole game. And like, I felt bad for Luke Brooks. Like, he played all right. Like, he did okay. He did all right. Like, you know what I mean? The try was pretty cool. It was the end of the game. Everyone was tired. He kind of hit this hole really hard. He hadn't done much all game.
Yeah, is what it is.
He did his role.
Yeah, he did. But it wasn't like special. He dropped it over the line once. Maybe could have had a double. Who knows? But then after the game, holy fuck. Like, he's doing an interview with DCE and they're like, it must feel so good to have no pressure on you and you just get to like play. You did so well, Luke. Like, well done, mate. Like, and it was kind of, it was really patronizing to him. Jeez. And I was like, I get he needs the, to kind of.
Mate, I mean, you can patronize anyone who played for the Tigers.
I know, but do you know what I mean?
Like, for 10 years.
I get, it's like, this dude's a professional athlete. He's like an adult. He chose to stay. The Tigers were dysfunctional before he came along. They were dysfunctional while he was there. He chose to stay. And they just, it was really weird. Yeah, like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was, yeah.
Like, yeah, it wasn't great.
It was odd, but it wasn't great. They look good, sure. Manly.
But I mean, also just like, fuck Luke Brooks.
I also don't care about his redemption.
Yeah, no, I could not care less. What I could care about is our fantasy league. I had four players play over the weekend and I did not score well, and I'm not a fan of that. I sniped Billy Walters. He only had 29 points.
So like, actually, I've got a curious, is the scoring must be very different in this. Than
it's different to Supercoach, yeah.
It's lower. I'm trying to get, that's exactly what I'm trying to gauge. I'm trying to gauge what like
it's the lower. Average like, is. Supercoach, I think Supercoach average offers 0.5 for every meter run, but I think that Thingo is only 0.2.
I mean,
fantasy.
I was looking at like I mean, I'm seeing none of my blokes hit anywhere near 50, and I'm like, that was like an average score.
Yeah,
for a lot
you
of
got
them.
To adjust. There will be guys who have 20,
like 60 plus is like a really good score.
Yeah, I had Latrell get 82.
Yeah, see, that's amazing.
Fuck,
score.
He had a game. He's looking slim. Like, we were watching it, and they were talking about how like skinny he looked, and I was like, he looks skinny, but like he doesn't look
small.
You've
seen the way he just like fucking palmed off some of those blokes. That man is still just a machine.
And the magic that like he, like obviously it's the gamesmanship and it's like, it's, you know, it's all tactics and everything like that. But to throw the bullet pass to get baby Gagai over and then, you know, later in the game to shape to throw that pass and then punch that right foot step. Oh my days. That is just like,
he's on one this year. I think if he can stay healthy, they're going to need him to carry too.
Tommy looked all right too.
Looked passive. Because honestly, I have Tommy on my team.
I didn't notice him as much.
Yeah, there was one by the line where he kind of hit this hole and he had Burbo on his outside.
Yeah.
And
too many Travoy.
Yeah, bro, this one, so he popped it out to Burbo when normally...
Is this the one that Burbo crashed over?
Yeah, but didn't get it and then it bounced out and then Jake picked it up and like just tripped over his own feet into the corner even though it was already dead ball. But like 2021 and backwards, Tommy would have just hit that fucking line and that hole hard and just crashed over.
Yeah.
But he kind of pulled out and popped it out to Burbo. I don't know if it was because he knew Burbo was there and he thought he could get him over the line or what the go was, but he wasn't nearly as aggressive as I'd like to see him.
Yeah, for
because
sure.
Because he's on my fantasy team, so I wanted to be aggressive.
Well, speaking of your fantasy team, why don't you run us through? We know Tommy Trbojevic is on there. What
so
else
my guys
got
who
there?
Were not sniped.
Just for the people at home, we have a 17 player team in a, what is that, 12 person league? We've got 12 people in our league. So some of these names, we got down to some real...
I still think there's enough depth there.
Average players.
I think you could have gone for another two rounds and it really,
Yeah, there's enough there. Just
another team would have done us some damage.
Yeah,
another team would have done us some real.
I mean,
damage.
I'm surprised by how low some of like, you know, you're going like round 8 and 9, and some of these blokes who got picked up then is like really pretty good.
I wait till my round 15 pick that I talk about. But yeah, Lockie,
So I started it strong with Harold. So I took Harold Grant first. Ben Hunt with my number 2. Herbie Farnworth.
He went high.
He makes a lot of meters. He makes a lot of meters and he's going to score a lot of tries.
He went high. I feel like you could have got him like...
I probably could have got him low. But that's... Everyone took centers really quickly and then all of a sudden there wasn't a lot of centers left.
True.
And you can't put wingers in there, obviously.
True.
I had Isaiah Yeo after Cam Murray was sniped. Oh,
hello.
I got Tommy Turbo in round 5, which I thought was okay. It was probably a round earlier than I wanted, but I wanted to lock him up.
But other names in that round, Joey Manu, Adam Fanua Blake, Dallin Watene Zalesniak, Stephen Crichton, James Tedesco. Like, and Selwyn Cobber. Like,
but also Scott big Sorensen. Round 5.
Yeah, but also Scott Sorensen.
And I think Turbo's going to do, the only ones I think would score higher than.
One of these names is not the same. Brendan Hands. In round 5?
Yeah, that
Jendo,
was...
Jendo, what is
especially
doing?
Especially when the bloke may not even be the starting hooker.
Jendo, what is
I will
doing?
Say, out of those ones you named, the only ones I think that'll score probably higher consistently is probably Teddy, Fanua Blake.
So well, Teddy was on one on the weekend.
And Fifita, I think Teddy might be back.
Yeah, back.
But yeah, I love Crichton and I wanted him, but I don't think he's a high Supercoach scorer. DWZ,
Joey Manu? I think he'll get a fair few
points. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway. So I had, Turbo, Cam McInnes, Isaiah Papali'i. I wanted the other back rower with a hard to pronounce name, but I instead got Keon Kalomatungi.
Oh, well done.
I've been practicing. Ryan Pappenhausen in round 9.
That's pretty good.
Jake Averillo.
I was going to take him that round, by the way. You sniped me.
I pushed him back twice. So I picked Papali'i and Kalomatungi, and I was like, I wanted him. And I was like, I'm just going to pull the trigger, hey. Fuck it.
Yeah, that was the exact round I was going to take him.
Picked Jake Averillo, Jackson Hastings, Max King.
I need a Max King.
Jaden Campbell fell to me in round 13, which, he's injured for the first few weeks. But once he's back as starting fullback, could electric. Be big.
Does he get half combinations as well?
Nah, not yet. Jack Bird.
Yep.
Daniel Tupou.
The giraffe himself.
Aiden Caesar, who I've swapped out for Luke Metcalf so far.
Nope.
And Moses Sully instead of Bronson Cherry.
You are big on Moses Sully because Bronson Cherry got sniped from you.
Yeah, so that's my team. I'm pretty happy. I've gone pretty heavy on guys like Turbo and Papenhuyzen. If they play well, they're free money. Doesn't matter how high I picked Herbie. Like, if they play well, it doesn't matter how high I picked him. Get some free found money. But if they're injured, I am in for a long season.
It is what it is. Sherpa. Who did you draft, my guy?
Round 1, so I was the back end of it. So I got every single one of mine was a double pick. So my 1 and 2 doesn't really matter which went first because it was, yeah. But I got round 1, it was Sean Johnson. Round 2, Latrell Mitchell. Round 3, Sammy Walker.
Sam Walker's a good pick. He played right on the
weekend. I think I pulled that maybe a bit too early, but I was looking at the fives, the halves going pretty quick.
All of a sudden, people just kind of picked all centers and they picked all the halves and they picked all the backs and you're like, shit, I need to make a move on this.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of get my spine sorted before all the good ones are gone. So next part of the spine was Reed Marnie at 4. Tohu Harris at 5, Will Penis Boy Penasini.
Oh, show fave.
At 7. Is that 7? Where am I up
six,
to?
Bar, six.
Six. Jake Preston, Dom Young.
You still got Dom Young to come back.
I know. Right. That's what I was stoked about. I was really hoping he would actually scrape through and play round 1 because it really.
I don't think, if it wasn't in Vegas, maybe, but I think sending him there, doing it all the plane, everything, they just go, wait till 2.
But he'll play round 2 for sure. He gets 2 weeks.
Yeah, he'll be
two
back. Now, he gets 2 weeks break. Yeah.
But so it's kind of, I was really hoping the Roosters have actually told me he's been training pretty well and they're pretty confident he'll be a pretty high try scorer this year, as we can all imagine. Jai Arrow at whatever that is. What am I up to? Number
9. Yep.
Taruva. I don't know. What's his first name? Sunia.
Sunia.
Yeah.
So I said Sunia.
Yeah.
Taruva. What's his first name? Talakai. Sifa Talakai. Chad Townsend as my backup.
Of course,
half.
Chad's name.
Chad fucking right.
Chad's name. Fucking nil, bro.
Dan Saifiti. Sean Lane. Jaden Sua. Phoenix Crossland. And Seb Chris was my last pickup because I was hoping.
I think Seb Chris is a great last pick, but I saw a video from the Raiders. And he's got braces. So I'm kind of out.
Oh!
I'm out, I think.
The adult also, braces.
Also, I swapped him out because I needed a...
He's also not playing this week.
Well, that's right. No, because I knew he was suspended, but I was picking him up as a backup, hoping that Dom Young would come in as my... for this week. But because Dom Young was out, there's question marks over Taruva. Probably going to play, though. I'm pretty confident.
I'll be surprised if he doesn't play.
Chris was obviously suspended for round 1, hoping he'd come back round 2 as a good backup emergency. But I ended up swapping out Sub Chris for... Jesse Arthurs.
I love Jesse. He's the most.
He scored very well for me.
I think he's one of the most underrated players. He's the most underrated winger, one of the most underrated players in the whole game. Yeah. He's unbelievable.
I think this is going to be a breakout year for him.
He was...
If Brisbane
had won the grand final, he would have been second in line to win the Clive Churchill. He was busting through Penrith. Yeah, he's so fucking... He needs to bring the mo back though. Yeah.
He does. He looks like a 12-year-old boy.
He does, yeah.
I think the fact that their back line's shifted so much really gives him that opportunity to shine this year.
I think we're going to... He might... Because he's Kiwi, I think. I don't think he can play Origin. I'm pretty sure he's Kiwi.
I don't think he can. I think he's...
You sure of that?
Yeah. All right. Well, it looks like my fantasy team is like my weekends, and y'all don't give a fuck. So I'll just fucking run through it anyway. Number one pick,
New Zealand rugby league player. You are correct,
Kalen Ponga, Big K, Special K.
I thought you went so hard on that early.
Special
K. I think you just did that because we talked about so much on the show.
I thought he went hard. His top four, I think, offset. He had a really good top four. I think you have such a good team.
He's a kicker as well.
You're welcome.
I agree.
Kalen Ponga. Well, I mean, it didn't steal yours until round five. So relax, okay? Everything else was mine. So Kalen Ponga, number one. My guy, Valentine Holmes. As Lockie said in the chat, as I drafted him, Maddie, you got your boy.
Yeah, I was pretty filthy because I had him last year and he did very well for me last year.
Redemption year.
We were at lunch on Saturday and the brother of Mrs. Big Dick continued to call Valentine Holmes a fraud until Matt was on the verge of tears.
Bro, I wanted to fight him.
He's a fraud. As Maddie continued to get wound up, he's a fraud.
Apisai Korosau in the round three.
He's going to kick this year, apparently.
Oh, yes.
That'd be good.
Hell yeah. Even better pick now. Cam Murray in the four. Selwyn. Lightning Cobbo.
Kind of off Selwyn at the moment.
You're off Selwyn.
Off Selwyn.
Yeah, out of it. All right. Thomas Dearden in the six. Then I took Tommy Gilbert, and we all know what's happened to Tommy Gilbert.
Who'd you replace
him
with?
Sad. I've replaced him with Helam Lukey.
Nice.
Of course, I picked up another cowboy because you can never have enough cowboys, brother. You get stuck in on bye rounds. Round eight, Eli Katoa. Round nine, the freckle, Corey Horsburgh.
That's so early for Horsburgh.
I think I took him from your list.
No, I didn't have him on my list, bro.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. Number 10, Billy the Kid Walters. Number 11, Lindsay Collins. Number 12, David Clemmer, who just tackles his dick off every week. This one was a throwaway pick, I will admit.
Hopefully he knows how to catch.
I needed a winger, so I took Xavier Coates in round 13. Needed another half, so I took Lachie Ilias in round 14. Jeremiah Nanai in round 15. Bronson Hot Piss Sherry.
The Toa pick was odd.
In round 16, and then Stafford Toa.
No, he talked him up last week. This guy's so hard for him.
But no one heard it. No one heard me talk him up because the microphone was busted.
It was so funny, actually, because, you know,
I was so passionate about that.
Minutes before your mic started fucking up, you two were both sucking my dick so hard on the fucking production quality.
And then it was just like shocking.
That was entirely not my fault.
It was the cable. Stafford Toa. I'm very high on Stafford Toa. And I'm glad that he has made his way to the semi for Valamaze. My fantasy team.
What's your team name?
Sherpa Spooners.
That's pretty good. That's not bad. What's yours?
Anita Max King.
Oh, that's right. Anita Max King.
Anita Max King.
We don't do pop culture all that much on this, do we? Have you seen the Drizzy Glizzy?
I've seen the Drizzy Glizzy.
Bro.
Have you seen the Drizzy Glizzy?
No. So Drake was like, sent a video of himself to a lady friend and she leaked it. That man has a monstrous cock.
I know what you're talking about. I just leak it myself.
Bro.
Have you looked it up?
I looked it up. I was intrigued.
We were talking about this last week on the show.
Bro, it's huge. It's bigger than this bottle.
I think we were talking about it off air.
Bro, it's bigger than this bottle. I'm telling you. Right. It's fucking huge. It is like, it looked in my soul. Drake the snake. Fantasy was good. It was a good draft. I'm glad that we got through it. We got through it like in only a couple of days. It took way longer than last time. It took like five days.
We did it offline.
I thought it was okay. I thought it was fine. Any comments? Would you do it offline again, boys? You want to move back to the online market?
I'd be interested to see how fantasy works in comparison to Supercoach with the online
draft. Have you played
draft.
The fantasy before?
No, I've not done it before. But the so because Supercoach was terrible because you couldn't like sort your line. Like it was just awful for auto
this
picking.
This was better because
yeah, it was
how
really good
was it when we figured out the auto pick?
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
if I wouldn't have fucked around trying to talk to the oh, yeah. I would never fuck around to it. Also, we'll talk about that in a sec.
Jesus.
Trying to talk to the NRL. It's talking
about tech support, bro. Yeah, fucking mark of that shit, bro. Holy fuck. Wow. He's a pseudonym, bro.
Nah, fuck him. talking about the wall.
I got to beep that
the
out now.
Wall oh, shit, bro. Dude. What's that? In the group chat, he's like, all bricked up because they called the penalty, they called the field goal back. That sucked.
It did suck. We should talk about that actually.
That sucked
we should
so bad, man. I mean, that was. Oh. I was like, what the fuck is this? Come on. As soon as.
Look, you know why? It's because he's a diehard para fan and he hates the fact that Penrith do it. Now, some
but everybody
people,
does
no,
it.
No, I know, but Penrith are notoriously bad at it.
Don't think
no.
junior polling's in a fucking
fine, that's
way.
That's fine, that's fine. But Penrith are particularly.
That's Regan Campbell Gillard, bro.
Penrith are particularly bad at it, but the thing is, people need to sometimes fucking take your fucking rose-colored glasses off and fucking stop being a one-eyed little whatever the fuck you are,
right.
whatever team you support,
pop
and
off.
Just acknowledge what, like, that sometimes it's the game is worse off
imagine,
because of shit like that.
Imagine we see a dope game, right? Like, I'm talking, like, South Roosters to see who finishes top four or even, like, I don't know, like, top eight, whatever, right? Like, it's a do-or-die game. They've been playing hard, goes to Golden Point, trail mitt, bang, bang, from 40 fucking meters out to go in front. And they go, boop, boop, boop. Nah, actually.
Oh, well, actually.
Was standing in the same spot he was standing in.
Jai Arrow did not move for the last 20 seconds.
So, oh, he was definitely blocking.
I'd be like, what the arc is, how lame is that?
The worst bit about it is if he'd moved into the path of the runners, they would penalize him. He stands still and the runner runs into him. You're going to open the ground now for people just running into blockers to try.
It's the same thing with the obstruction stuff. Like you see players move into guys coming into the line
yeah.
and do
it's
that.
You're ridiculous.
Gonna,
you know it
wasn't that
it?
Broken.
Who's the worst for like diving into like wingers and stuff like that as well? Blake Ferguson.
James Maloney was good at it.
James Maloney was good at it.
But that's because James Maloney couldn't tackle anyone. I'm just going to dive. I'm just going to jump here and hope that someone calls this.
South of France's
finest.
I think it's so shit.
It's what it made me a little bit sick. Like in the tummy.
Me and Locker obviously ranting a bit here, Matt.
What do you think about it?
You got a little
tum-tum sick from it. What the fuck is this? This is not the sport I love.
Anything but his little tum-tum.
Did it hurt my little tum-tum?
Oh, my little tum-tum.
Landy, stop hurting my tum-tum.
Oh, little tum-tum.
What did you think about it?
I mean, like, everyone fucking does it. Like, just shut the fuck up. Like, it is what it is. I don't think that, like, Lindsay Collins was that far. Like, he's just fucking standing
there,
bro. He
didn't move. As I said in the group chat with us and the fancy guys, like, Nat Butcher running across.
That one I kind of get. That's a bit how you going.
That's a bit how you going. But he was there before he got there before
and
the ball came back to the kick. Like, if the kicker gets it and everyone fucking gets in the way and starts at the screens,
yeah.
Sure. But he got there before Walker got the ball. And Collins, as you said, was there before the play. He was there before
chilling,
Walker was there.
Also, Lindsay Collins looking like Frankenstein's monster. Like, he's probably not moving any fucking anything anyway. Like, he's just.
So, what are you supposed to run him, forward? Why are you going to run, like. I don't know.
Put yourself in an offside position just in case
know.
It misses, bro.
I don't know, bro. It just seems.
Yeah,
it seems.
It definitely
really,
seems. It definitely
look,
seems.
It seems like a thing.
Seems like a thing.
I wonder how many rounds they give it before they go. Do they have the balls to call it? In a game winner, right? So they call it halftime, whatever. It takes a shriveled cock to do that, right? Like it's halftime, it's a disrespectful field goal, I call that back. Do they have the balls to do it to win a game?
Grand final.
Yeah,
they're not going to ping it, are they?
They're not going to ping it, are they? They're not going to do it, are they?
No way, bro.
Watch it, they might. If they think this game is really fucking
also,
exciting.
The fucking argument was like, it'd be pretty controversial if your team won with like a block and kick. Bro, it's pretty controversial they pulled that shit back.
Yeah.
More controversial.
Like, what if they put 20 blokes in front of it?
I was not, bro.
You put 20 blokes in front of it, you walk down the field, just walk down
also,
until you score
you
a try, bro.
You need a guy to play the ball so you can't put 12 guys in front of the fucking kicker. I mean, you could kind of.
Mathematically impossible, bro.
I was dumb shit. I was stupider for arguing with him.
Oh my days. Oh my
God. Tell us what you think at home.
Yeah, leave it in the comments, bro. Let us know what you let us know what you think. Fucking no, just fucking going ham, cheese, tomato over here. Do you need a second? You
that was so dumb. It's so dumb. I forgot about it and I brought it up and I was like,
you've done this to yourself. You've riled yourself.
Give myself a bad tummy.
Yeah. Anything but the tum-tum. How outside of your tum-tum, I want to ask how you're feeling. How are you feeling about your ladder predictions after the first couple of games? Any new insights on Manly?
My pick on the Roosters, I'm feeling pretty fucking confident in.
Yep.
My pick on the Broncos, I'm a little shaky. I think this might be a bit of a wake-up call.
Mm.
They're going to miss the Herbie meters and the Flegler like grunt through the middle. But Carrigan had to play like 78 minutes on edge. So
yep.
They lost him from the middle. They really lost like
two guys.
Right, yeah, there's two middles. Yeah. I think I don't know about Manly though. Like, do I really trust a team? We
can't trust them, bro.
Also, as much as we said this, Vegas was a success. I think we have to also accept that this could be so different to coming back and playing over here.
100%.
100%. And I don't know how much climate's you can really take out of it.
Feels different. Fucking the field is different.
They were talking it up a lot, like, right? They were talking it up going like, this is like an Origin build-up. Like, they were all probably hyped up for this. This is like a bizarre experience. Someone traveling overseas and prepping better on the road overseas on an international flight, your week acclimatizing. Yeah. It's so different to just the week to week grind. Yeah. And I don't.
That's why everyone's saying Manly might. I don't think they will. I think what they're going to do is they're going to beat the bad teams, and they're going to lose to the good teams. I imagine. South, their backline sucked. Mm. Alex Johnson was the only one who's probably in their first grade. Maybe Tass on the other center.
Mm.
Gagai and
Richie Kenner.
Actually, I'm high on Richie Kenner. I think he's not bad.
Richie Kenner was okay.
Richie Kenner's right, but they're not the first grade guys.
Who else is going to play on that wing?
I think it'll be Tass maybe on the wing.
And then Whiten.
And then Whiten at the center and Campbell Graham when he comes back at the end of the year in that center. I don't know who's going to play on the wing. Maybe Gagai will or Munro. Ty Munro. I like Ty Munro.
Yeah. Was he injured? Is he injured as well?
I think I don't know what's there. Have a look.
So you're the fucking Sherpa, bro. Go look at that shit.
But I don't know. I think South will be a slow start and they're going to have to, instead of going to that left edge all the time, they're going to have to start to play through Latrell a bit more.
I think that's fine. Like as long as he...
Yeah,
like,
I think that's fine. I'm not worried.
Big fan of...
He's like Lundin's nephew or something.
Ty Munro.
I think so, yeah.
What's just hit the news fucking tab, bro? Like, wouldn't it just tell you in the news? Play
round one, it was.
Can you just carry? Yeah, hit by another injury, bro. 3 weeks ago, Young up to 2 months of action out. Fuck.
Oh, that's tough.
He's a good player. I rate him.
Yeah, and he's young. Young. Yeah,
we'll see. I think Zass will be fine. They'll figure it out. Keon looked poor on the weekend, but.
I'm not taking too much out of this. I think like you said, it's round one. People are figuring shit out anyway. I'm not stressed about any of the predictions. I think
even after everybody came at you about came at all of us about our Dragons call.
No, well, no. We haven't seen them play yet, so I mean, you can't really comment on that one.
True. Fuck the Dragons. Flanagan playing, brother in Christ. Zach Lomax is on the wing.
What are we doing? Look,
the only thing I will say is maybe Manly does a little bit better. Maybe they're not as low as we think. Yeah, maybe they're pushing for the eight again.
Yeah. It's like maybe there's more. They did the similar thing last year, where they kind of beat the bad teams and.
Yeah. Yeah.
And got smacked by the good teams. I don't know. They would probably just improve a little bit. Cherry Evans is good, but I don't know. What are you looking at? The ladder prediction?
I'm just looking at like what how, do we have them? How low we all had men. I had them at 14th.
We all had them in the same tier.
They're all in the same tier. I had them at 14th and you boys had them at 13th. So, but I'm a bit
maybe
higher
see
on the
maybe
Bulldogs.
See him jump it up and Dolphins falling down if they get a couple into. I don't know.
Maybe. With Tommy Gilbert out. This
but also like toughies. Saab looked really good, but then did his hammy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I like Talao to come back, but like where does Schuster go and Turbo? It's just, I don't know. Turbo could miss 20 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Like, I don't trust him.
I think
they got all these speedsters with like fucking paper for legs.
I think Garrick was poor.
Did you see his ankle roll?
I think he's poor. I would move, especially if Saab is out, I'd move him to the wing. I think I thought he was poor at center.
Yeah. Center's his preferred position.
Yeah, I don't care, bro.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that his preferred position. You got anything there for the old man?
No, nothing obvious popping up.
Oh, probably wait till they get home.
See who they reckon they're gonna fucking is gonna replace him?
Who?
Jackson Polo. Oh
Dude gets a free. He played on the weekend.
He played on the weekend,
bro. Yeah. He's the other winger, bro.
Oh, fuck off.
They won with Jackson Paulo on the bro, I'm telling you, man. Shit was weird.
Fucking Luke Brooks in halves. Oh,
it was cooked us, man. What is that, bro?
Maybe we just have terrible takes. Maybe they're all amazing players.
We do have terrible takes, but they're not on that good, bro. Not on that, bro. Not on that. How dare you?
Also, they don't have anyone to attack the weakness in Paulo. Like, you just kill Paulo by bombing to him.
Yeah.
And then, like, he's going to drop probably one in four.
Yes. Yeah, true.
Whereas they don't have anyone who can bomb. Lachlan Elias doesn't bomb. Walker doesn't bomb.
Yeah. Could get Trill out there, but he's too busy, like, trying to fucking create something to just put a bomb up.
Yeah.
But.
It is what it is. Has Maddie seen that? Show him that.
What is this?
Look at this. So, Sherpa and I were talking about this off air.
That wasn't the thing. That wasn't what just showed up.
Yeah, it was, bro. I just saw it.
I see an injury.
No, not that injury.
Holy volume. Holy volume. What are you doing?
That AFL preseason thing popped up.
Get out of it. This is just insane.
Anyways, let's finish this off with the discussion about this, about your man, the man that you are gagging on, your
the man
ex.
That you have often said, I will ride or die with this man. He's my favorite bench. He's my favorite bench player.
We dying.
He's never been further east than Parramatta.
God, Amalem. Look what they've done to my sweet boy.
Sweet baby Spence.
Sweet baby Spence would never do that.
He would.
He never did that. He hangs out with Tedesco one time.
It's on microphone.
Hangs out with Tedesco one time.
It's funny. Leading into this, I spoke to the guy about this. I was like, oh, what do you think of baby Spence? My guy at the Roosters, right?
Did you call him baby Spence?
Sweet little baby Spencer.
And he goes, you know what? Yeah, all this, like, you know, I wasn't sure how he was going to be, but he's actually a really, really nice guy. From really nice guy.
Apparently he is so articulate. Nice, like, you would not.
He's such a nice guy for a racist.
Oh. But that's the thing that's crazy. Like,
Jesus.
So everyone has all these like connotations and stuff. And like, my cousin knows his family and stuff everything. Yes. And like, apparently he's quite articulate. Like, and when you hear him, he's more articulate than what you would think.
He articulated something on the weekend.
He did, and he did that shit. And I just.
Sweet baby Spencer.
And then had the chance to walk it back and just. Mate, just that was double down, bro. Look. That was to double down like that.
But I actually don't know how you handled that appropriately. Tell me how. Do you just apologize or what?
You don't. There's no way to handle it well. You just don't. So there's no right way to handle it, but there's certainly a fucking wrong way. The right way is you just go, look, maybe you don't deny it, whatever it is. You go,
look, you know, shit happens in a game. You know,
we'll go to the judiciary. Whatever. We'll talk about it, whatever. Or you don't get fucking interviewed.
Yeah.
The guy comes and the media manager gets in between and goes, you're the one player that's not. You have a team full of superstars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't talk to somebody else.
Three international
fullbacks
on the team, you're not.
Now myself and my wife were talking about this after the game, and she was very impressed with how the ref had handled it. She's like, the NRL is, hang on, yeah, I can see your face. I'm going to lead to the story about that. Mm-hmm. So this was before we'd seen the video that came out on X or Twitter or whatever it is afterwards. But, we were like, oh, the NRL's actually handled that really, really well, right? Like, he immediately goes, okay, you know what? I didn't hear it, but you know what? I'm putting this on report so it can be reviewed later. And I think that was a really good way in the moment. Because,
yeah, there's nothing you can do in the moment.
And then they cut the mics too. Like, as soon as he went back to talk to sweet baby Spence, they cut the mics.
So I thought that was really well handled. But then it comes out that, like, the line that the referee said where he was just like, let's just get on with it. Let's just get on with it. And he's going, but he did this, but he said this, he said this. And he's obviously telling him what he said. And he's gone, and then it's almost like a sarcastic. He's like, are you going to make, it's what they do all the time. It's what the refs always do.
Are you trying to make a verbal complaint?
Are you going to make a formal complaint? Are you going to make a formal complaint? And he goes, well, yeah, I am, because it's racist.
I will say, you can imagine how much shit gets, like how much the ref just has to, like, you can't get sucked into that. You just kind of like, I'm not defending. He would be copying stuff from minute one to minute 80. And how much does he just cut that out and go, I don't, whatever. Yep, sure, cool. Get back. Like, just ignore, just not ignore, but like try not to absorb it.
Yeah.
And then when that, but I will say when he did.
I don't know how I would handle that in that situation.
I don't know how I would either, but like when he did, however he said, do you want to make it, former client. As soon as he did that, it was bang, whistle, stop, bang. Let's.
Yeah, you're right.
It wasn't taking the. I think once he understood the severity of it,
It was very well handled.
And then it was well handled. Yeah.
It was almost unfortunate that audio came out.
And there was, but there was a lot of stuff in the ruck and things like that. A lot were going. Tedesco complains every go. I'm sure the other boys were the same, and it just was.
Yeah, I think it's, and you're right. It's like if someone says he didn't hear it, so what can he do? He's like, well, I mean, what am I meant to do about that? He's like, let's just get on with it, mate.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, what? Yeah,
it's like, well, every time you say he said this, I've got to stop the game.
Like, and that's what I think. It's like, and then he gave him the chance to, whether or not the tone for whatever is what it is for, do you want to make a formal complaint? Like,
yeah. But they do that every game, right? They do it's that. Like, they just like, are you going to challenge? Are you going to challenge? It's like, because they need, you're right. Yeah, no, you're right.
They need to be direct.
But it's just the sound. You listen to that audio, it doesn't sound.
Yeah, but
right.
I mean, in context, it makes it sound. And as soon as the formal complaint was lodged, it was stopped, it was done, everything was. He's gone straight to the judiciary. I did read
that. He's going to get hammered, isn't he? He's going to get hammered.
That was funny, though. I read the article today that was like the judiciary, like, refrained from grading it, and I was like, could you imagine being like the old middle-aged white guy there, and they're like, you have to grade this racism, and he's just like, holy fuck, I can't do this, like, I can't. But I don't know, I mean, we'll find it. I imagine it's Monday today, judiciary's on Tuesday because they still name them on Tuesday, don't they?
Yeah,
so we'll find out in the coming 24 hours what goes on there. He might miss a bit of time, Spence.
Yeah, I think.
And you guys joked at the top, but I actually am. If you said this, then it's.
No. Really, like, we know that you're not about this. There are reports that he'll get about 4 weeks.
What can they prove? Like, they'll do the.
Surely there'll be some audio of it.
I don't. It's only the ref's mic. It depends how far away it is from the ref. I don't think anything will beat the witness testimony from Reese Walsh when Dave Fifita dobbed him in. He goes, oh, he said it to I get confused.
Are you confused?
Your boy just can't handle the pressure, Sherpa. So we'll see. I don't know.
Little baby Zion.
I do find it telling that apparently a couple of the Broncos boys bailed up Spenny in the hotel lobby after.
Really?
Yeah, apparently Patty and Katoni got into him a bit and they had to get separated. So I feel like they would trust Ma'am if Ma'am has said this is what's been said. I will say Boy Trent Robinson did not respond well.
Well, I actually didn't see. What did he say?
So they asked him after he had a while to think about to know that question was coming, and he kind of went on this thing and finished it with, just because Ma'am said it was adamant doesn't mean it actually happened.
I mean, as the coach, you kind of got to back your guy, right?
But don't you just say, look, don't you just say, we'll leave it.
We'll see what you should.
Same thing, the way it was hit by both of them was kind of like this.
But I'm just saying.
Because if you accept any responsibility, then suddenly you've just committed to.
But don't you just say, look, I wasn't there. I don't know what happened. That's how we should have. How fucking hard is it? He's a smart enough guy to know not to get into.
Can't lose the locker room this early in the season.
Yeah.
I don't think that's.
I'm not defending like the act.
I know, but I
understand and appreciate the approach that the coaches come at. We're not even really going to talk about the games coming up this week. There's not really much point. Team lists aren't out yet, so
I think until we go,
it's all fucking speculation.
We'll just do the review more than the preview. What do you
reckon? More reviews than previews. More shit takes. As the Sherpa alluded to, our takes are fucking horrible, so it's fine. Advised and hear at your own peril. Some of the takes that will change, though, and that are coming from an outside source, is that Woody Better is back. Woody's odds are going to be dropping weekly, all right? So if you want to try and make a couple extra dollars alongside the Woody Better, just fucking follow the page at Fifth and Dribble. It's going to be all over the socials.
Have you got his for this week, or is it Wednesday?
Nah, so he's going to do it on the weekend. So we'll probably drop it on the Thursday or the Wednesday or something, just check before it out for the first game.
The Wednesday night, Thursday morning is when it's going to drop. And then we'll keep a tally throughout the year, and we'll let you know how much money we have made.
He did all right last year. He had a good preseason.
He had a fantastic preseason. He's in good form. He's primed. He had a couple of little tinkers while they were in Vegas.
We gave him a warm up tee off, and he's getting
stuck in. Nothing monumental, but yeah, he's getting stuck in, and the Woody's odds is coming right back. Anything more from you, fellas?
No, I'm all good.
All good. Fantastic. Shout out to The Cover. We love everything that they do for us. Praise be unto the Doc Guy, the Socials Guy, and the Sherpa. Hopefully the audio is better this week. And hopefully next week I remember to throw to him first. Praise be unto you, Lachlan. Praise be unto me sometimes. And we will catch you in the next one.
See you then.
Right.